Free Talk Live, it's your show. You dial toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com is the site. We do have people on hold, and we're going to get to your calls. We're going to take a quick break from the regular callers to talk to a man who's actually behind bars. I mean, he gets preference here because he's in jail, okay? So we're going to go to Sam. He is Sam of the Obscure Truth Network at obscuretruth.com, documentarian, filmmaker. He is also the sometime co-host on this program when he's not in in jail. And he's with us from jail tonight because last week he was arrested for attempting to record with his video camera in the lobby of the district court here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, from which this is the area in which we do this program, has been in jail ever since, beginning initially with being very non-cooperative, not even giving any information whatsoever to the jailers. They essentially kept him in max as a result of that, eventually giving up a very small amount of information so he could be released into population, where he would have access to a phone. He had contacted us last week. We had a nice interview with him at that time. But, Sam, you're back on the air tonight after a day in which you thought there was a chance you could be getting out, but it turned out not so much. What happened today?
So, to back up, the Ivy had gone in, filed a motion with the court, and they said, you know, if I would agree to process that I would be released on my own recognizance, according to Eli Rivera,
the prosecutor.
Rivera. Of course, this is the same man who said that I was screaming any time they touched me in the handcuffs, and it was, you know, when they were dragging me because of the bracelet. So he's
right. They had tightened the handcuffs down so tight that the bracelet, the metal bracelet you had on at the time, was essentially puncturing your flesh, basically, and causing quite a bit of pain.
Right, and so, you know, apparently he's been dishonest again. Now they want me to process. I've processed in the jail as John Doe, which is perfectly okay. And then there's also, they haven't charged me with refusing to give a name. They've charged me with refusing to be fingerprinted and photographed, which they never offered. They never got past the name.
Mm-hmm.
And so nothing happened until this afternoon. They came up and told me to come downstairs. I asked what was going on. They wouldn't. The guards, of course, lied again and told me she didn't know. She had no idea. So I couldn't call you guys to say that the video arraignment was going on to get actual members of the public there to witness what happened today. And I was called in with Judge Lane, I guess, as the backup, and somebody that sat in the chair. I don't think it was Rivera. It was another, maybe the county attorney. And nobody was in the courtroom. And essentially what he told me is that I had to process before they would do anything. That if I didn't give my full name, that I would be held indefinitely in jail.
How would they figure out what your name actually is? I mean, let's say you told them your full name. How would they be able to verify that?
I don't know.
Well, also, you have the right to remain silent. That means you have the right not to give your name, from what I can tell.
You don't have any rights in New Hampshire unless you have the right to consent to the government, and then they'll decide what rights you get.
That's true anywhere. But my question is, they would seem like they would have to have some kind of system in play for people that choose to remain silent. Are they not going to give you a trial? I mean, I want speedy trial. Let's go ahead and have a trial for my charges right now, and then I'll take the time for them, and I'll do them under John Doe. I mean, you could do that, right?
I asked the judge if this was on the record. He said it was, so that means this thing should have been recorded. I hope somebody gets the video, because the judge told me, I asked, am I to be held indefinitely? And he said, you will be held indefinitely until you give your name.
So your right to a speedy trial, clearly your right to speedy trial is being overlooked because they are trying to put these impediments on there to break you, to make sure that you, yes, they're threatening to do this, to make sure that you conform to their rules.
Exactly.
Great.
So I'm going to sit here. Hunger strike continues. I've also sent a request in yesterday to visit the legal library so I could do something to defend myself. That was ignored.
Wow.
I sent another one today. That's been ignored so far. Some of the other prisoners got together and wrote a request on my behalf saying that I should, requesting that I be allowed to visit the legal library, or they have a computer with a card on it that I can use, requesting that that be brought in. And so far they haven't done anything with that either. One of the other prisoners is actually considering joining me in the hunger strike. They're hearing the things that are going on, the stuff that went on today, and they're just shocked. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eliciting the pity of convicts is not easy.
No.
I mean, that's something,
Sam.
But
they're really kind of looking at this, just, you got to be kidding me.
We, just as an interesting story to share, as you know, yesterday there was a protest that went on outside of the jail that they're holding you in. We had approximately 19 people show up, and we were holding signs and walking around the facility and even singing songs yesterday. And
kind of like the city of Jericho.
And, well, the walls didn't come down, but apparently you told me that they had actually put you guys in lockdown, so you weren't even able to see any of it. Could you hear it at all?
Right. No, the walls, the windows are like 3 inches thick, and you can't hear anything. Some other people said they saw it. I asked the guards as they were coming in, and they would say, oh, I asked them how many protesters are out there, because they wouldn't even tell us why they were locked down, and they said, oh, two or three.
So
we're out there. I held up the little card that came in from mail to jail that said something like a concerned group of citizens can change the world. It's the only thing that ever does. And I was holding that up for the camera and the guards to see in the bubble who were watching us on video and, of course, watching the protesters, you guys outside.
Nice.
So. Yeah,
at one point, one of the protesters went and held his sign in front of one of the outdoor cameras by one of the back doors. Mm-hmm. So basically covering up the entirety of the camera's view with one of the signs. And there was also the female lockdown area, I guess not lockdown area, but the cell where they keep the lady prisoners,
right,
is on the first floor. And I guess they were at their window, and the glass on that window must not be as thick or something. And because some of the protesters heard them say something like, "We love Sam."
Yeah. They've been waving to me every time they see me.
Okay, so whenever you come down to the first floor, the girls,
right,
wave at you?
All right.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of I don't know what. They like me for some reason.
You're a folk hero in there, man.
Wow.
And Sam, you know, you're standing up for something that really needs to change, needs to be changed.
Yeah.
You know, I was away last week when this was happening, so this is the first chance I've had to talk to you directly, person to person, friend to friend. So, you know, I don't know what your plans are, my man, but everybody's talking about this. So
I'm going to hang in there, and if you guys can keep calling people, keep raising awareness, let people know what's going on here, tell this story.
Yeah, one of the things I've been a little disappointed with is how little attention this has seemed to have garnered from the Liberty community. I mean, this is a far bigger issue than what happened with the couch a few months back. And I feel like, you know, there was a little more attention given to the situation that happened to me. And I don't know what the reason for that is. I mean, you're as visible, if not more so, than I am as far as being a personality is concerned. And the tyranny in this case is far worse. I mean, it wasn't just you, Sam. It was seven people that were arrested on this Monday. We're talking about mass arrests of liberty activists, and I don't know, maybe I just haven't seen the coverage, but it seems like it's only been mentioned on a handful of blogs of people that are closely connected to the liberty movement in New Hampshire, and of course the Sentinel has published two front page articles, but I don't believe either of those articles has been picked up for syndication. You know, I haven't seen anything on Lou Rockwell, so if our listeners can do anything to help out here as far as contacting their favorite liberty-oriented news sites, contacting major media, contacting New Hampshire-based media, and getting the word out about this, I think that's one of the most important things that can happen at this point, because it seems like there's a blackout, whether intentional or not, on this news.
Yeah, and I mean, really, what can I do here? They won't let me see Ivy, my lawyer, anymore. They're denying me access to her. They're just clamping back down and willing to throw people's lives away to be right about their authority. And the fact is, we notarized the document in my full legal name, and so they have it. They're just wanting to be right and wanting to teach me a lesson and wanting people to consent to their rules. They don't want this to set a precedent that scares them more than anything.
More coming up here, 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Sam, we've got him with us live from jail.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
When an exploration ship discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret that credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can bring out anything. Style toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. If you got a question for Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, also co-host here on Free Talk Live, local activist here in New Hampshire, early mover of the part of the Free State Project, was arrested last week for attempting to videotape in a courthouse. I guess there might not have even been tape involved. I think it might have been flash. But anyway, uses video camera in a what was allegedly a public place, was arrested and has been jailed ever since, was told by a judge today that he will be held indefinitely until he gives them his full legal name. And at that point, they are claiming then they'll let him have a hearing as to whether or not he'll be able to get out of jail at this point. That doesn't mean that he won't go back to jail later on the three different charges he's been brought up on, including disorderly conduct. Let's see, what are the other ones? They dropped the theft charge, right, Sam? Sam, did we lose you? Do we have Sam here? Oh, wait, I plotted him down. We got you now. Go
ahead. Okay. There's still a resisting arrest and also failure to process, which is only defined as failure to fingerprint and be photographed, which I was never offered in the first place.
Now, are you saying that you would have allowed them to fingerprint you?
Yeah, I mean, I would have no reason to really resist that.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, I guess. So you're just saying that they asked you for your name. You never provided your real legal name, but you did.
I answered them with Sam Einem, and then they just wouldn't get past that. Well, actually, in the holding cell, they told me, you know, your friends are going to leave here. They're just going to be given a summons or whatever. And, you know, all we want to do is give you a piece of paper. When they shut me in the cell after the cop that arrested me screamed something and slammed the door like a four-year-old stamping his feet when he doesn't get his way, they came back in and they're like, one of them goes, all we want to do is give you a piece of paper and we'll let you go. And I was sitting there meditating, and so I held out my hand for the piece of paper, and they go, oh, well, you got to give us your name and date of birth and social security.
Yeah.
But they never once asked me to be fingerprinted or photographed, and hopefully the surveillance videos and audio will show that as
well. That's the key. You got to make sure that's on record, that it's never been mentioned.
Now,
interesting.
I tried to file motions to save all that, but the judge just walked away. He said the hearing was over and walked off and wouldn't hear any of my motions that.
So
ask him to hold all that.
One of the things we pointed out recently, and I was trying to give credit where credit is due, that this jail that you're in is one of the better jails out there, but that's still not saying very much. I mean, even though the jail is run by a man who considers himself very compassionate and is trying to do as much within the strict confines of an inhumane system as he possibly can, that still isn't saying a whole lot about how great it is. Yeah, they're not keeping it freezing cold in there, and so it could be worse. The guards could be beating you every day, but on the other hand, I mean, it's been less than desirable. As far as you told me today that there were feces floating around in the cell that they put you in. What was all that about?
Well, actually, the day room area, the toilets have been backing up for 3 days in a row, and it just started flowing out of the toilet the first day I was put in here. My cellmate was on visitation with his family when they did the clothes change. So he's going to stay in his clothes for 5 days, same underwear and everything.
Oh, my gosh.
The people in this room haven't had haircuts for over 2 months. Some of them are going to court with long beards and scraggly hair, which has got to impact the judge and the jury and the people's perception of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something they have absolutely no control over. People send request after request here. They give no receipts for them. They can just ignore them like they're doing with mine. You know, it's
right.
Ridiculous.
And Sam, how many of these people are awaiting trial in situations like yours, or have they been convicted of things and they're in there for a certain period of time?
A lot of them are awaiting trials. One guy's been in here 8 months waiting for trial.
So they're being treated this way, and they have not even been convicted of a crime.
Right. This is the way the system was designed to work, isn't it, Guard? Is the executive branch gets to arrest people and then punish them for months on end before they go before the judiciary?
I feel like I'm hearing stories of Guantanamo Bay here, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, you will be held indefinitely. That's a quote from the judge.
Unbelievable.
So I know that Ivy's going to be hitting the courts again here, and she's going to be working on your behalf as much as she possibly can, even though, as you say, they're not even allowing you to see her at this point. You're very restricted in what you can and can't do, and they're not even letting you use the law library to do your own research. How can you even how could you even participate in their system if they're not even allowing you to learn about the system they're demanding that you participate in?
Well, they don't want me to. They want me to just break, and they're willing to throw people's rights away until I do.
It's all about obedience, isn't it, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely. This is about control and obedience.
So it's sort of like a thug coming up saying, give me all your dough. That's participation.
I guess, yeah.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Steve on the line in South Carolina. Steve, you're on with Sam.
Hi, guys.
Sam, you're on with Steve. Go ahead. Or Steve, Sam, go. Just go.
The thing is, what I'm looking at is it sounds like Sam is being classified as a terrorist.
Well, you would think, I mean, it sounds like it, but they're not. They haven't made any kind of statements to that effect. They're just willing to hold me until I consent and give them what they want.
Well, the thing is, when you said you were being held indefinitely until you gave them some sort of identification, but you did. I mean, even with the Charleston Police Department, they're like, you know, just give me your astrological sign or your Aquarius, Leo, what. I mean, that is a form of identification, and then they go from there. But the thing is when you're being held indefinitely, the first thing I thought was Guantanamo Bay being held indefinitely. I mean, even those guys have rights, and they can actually seek attorneys in the United States. And you're a United States citizen, and they're not allowing you to seek anything. I mean, you're just...
Actually, I have my legal birth date right now. So they know that. I've given them limited information. What they don't want is for me to get through their system as John Doe, because they know that other activists will follow in my footsteps, and that scares them. These people are just they're just scared of losing their little system and seeing the Free State Project members gain any kind of footing.
So they're seeing their power actually slip away.
And it scares them. And so now I'm hopefully, you know, some of the inmates here or some of the other prisoners here will see what's going on and take up the cause as well.
Steve, I thank you for the call tonight. You're right, Sam, about your analysis that these folks are scared. And it's not just the government bureaucrats that are scared, but it's the supporters of the government system that are scared. You've obviously been missing all of the Internet activity that has surrounded this. And, of course, lots of posts over at freekeen.com and the news articles at the Sentinel, the local newspaper here in Keene. There have been a number of comments from people that are very upset about, you know, that you would dare go and try to record in a courtroom and disobey the judge.
In a courtroom, in a lobby.
In the lobby, right. But, you know, they believe it's the courtroom, whatever. And
if somebody would print those up and mail them to me, I would love to read them in here.
Oh, it's a waste of your time, absolutely. The people that are making the comments are complete morons. You know, that the facts don't even confront them. They're not even the facts are only something that they can pick little things from so that they can use them against.
But they're scared.
They're just hate-filled morons.
None of them
and anger and stupidity go very poorly together.
One of them made a
Sam,
threat,
have you
though.
Signed anything?
Have I what?
Signed anything.
No.
Thank you.
All right, Sam, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's it.
All right, good having you. I'm going to put you on hold here for a moment, and we're going to bring Ivy on during the break. She's going to consult with you briefly because, well, you can only call landline telephones when you're in jail. So if you've got friends that have cell phones and you're in jail, have one of them get a landline phone installed because it's the only way you're going to be able to talk to anybody. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the site, we give them away. So if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. All kinds of things you can do there. Easy stuff, low-cost ways to promote this show. And in fact, many ways, many of the options are totally free. So head over to promote.freetalklive.com. And that is promote.freetalklive.com and help us get the show into more ears so more people can hear about the ideas of freedom and hear about what's happening to real, courageous freedom activists like Sam. We've got to help him get the word out about this. We've been posting all over the place over at freekeen.com. Now, Gardner, you've been out of town for a week. Recently you took a trip to, I mean, this is kind of fun news, you took a trip to Great Britain,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. It was a little project we did.
Real quickly, what were you going over there for?
Yeah, all right. Well, on the lighter side of things, while all this was going down, my friend Malcolm and I were out there in association with my website over at the Liberty Conspiracy.
That would be libertyconspiracy.com.
Right on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, so we had talked about it, and I have some friends who work for SFX Magazine, the big science fiction magazine, based out in Bath. And the show Red Dwarf was coming back, and
yes,
we feel very closely about it, and it's close to our hearts, and we just decided, you know what, we could watch this, get it through BitTorrent, you know, maybe not the Pirate Bay, but someplace else.
Pirate Bay is still open.
True. And so we decided, you know what, let's do it. So we worked something out with my friend Steve O'Brien, who's a writer for SFX, and we decided that we would go out there and we would do audio blogs for the website, something completely apolitical, something fun. And occasionally throw some politics in. Check out what the airport security stuff was like. Talk to British people about liberty and things like that.
And you even talked about the Mile High Club. It was
yes,
good stuff.
Yes, and we actually saw two people head off to the bathrooms for the Mile High Club on our flight out. And it was hilarious the way that they had strategized the whole thing, the way they worked it out.
The
it
people
was really
or
the man
airplane.
And the woman.
Okay.
And it was
well, it's good to hear that part.
Yeah, and the trick about it was that the woman was so attractive, she was easily noticeable. If she had been less attractive, we probably wouldn't have thought twice about it.
And was he hot, too?
I guess the women thought she was pretty hot. We got to be very good friends with the flight attendants on the flight. They liked us so much, they gave us bottles of wine. And so they came over to us and said, hey, did you see the Mile High Club people? So it was interesting. The flight attendant people, I was talking to them about the right to keep and bear arms, about pilots not being able to carry firearms because the government doesn't allow them.
Riveted them, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, they're all up on that. They're all in favor of the, in fact, one of the ladies was going to buy my book after we talked. I mean, she's clearly on this sort of more conservative libertarian side of things, and she was just really frustrated with what the TSA has been doing and the federal government's been doing. The other one, originally from England, she seemed open to the ideas anyway. So we spread the word a lot and had a great time. And watched Red Dwarf. And it was a blast. We
so
really
then you come
time.
Back here to all of this.
Everything, yeah. Yeah, and my computer, my hard drive's been down. Glenn Jacobs of Adventures of Citizen X has been nice enough to help me out with that. So my hard drive's down. Somebody tried to break into my car.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
It's been an absolute nightmare since I got back. And, you know, so, you know, hearing about Sam, this is stinking.
So I'm hoping, Gardner, that we can convince you to talk about this on your show.
You got it,
man. You have such a much larger audience than we do on the internet.
On the plaza.
The podcast, it's the truth.
That's really odd. It's very, very strange. But and also,
yeah, I don't like it much. Yeah, I don't like it.
Well, I always knew that somebody could do this better than we could, and Gardner is the proof. All right, so not just Gardner, though. If you've got a blog, if you know somebody who has a blog, if you've got contacts in the media, or if you don't mind contacting the media, even if you don't know anybody, contact the national media, you know, call talk shows, do whatever you can to help get this story about Sam being abducted by these government people for trying to record in a public court lobby. I mean, this is a story that deserves a lot more attention, in my opinion, than it is getting. And please do whatever you can. Contact Freedom's Phoenix. Contact Lou Ross. Rockwell, contact all the big liberty blog sites out there. Get this out there, because once it starts to hit those big areas, it'll spread out from there in a much more effective way than I think it has been. I mean, unfortunately, freekeen.com, the site where kind of all of the news about Sam is essentially coming from, isn't really the most popular of blog sites.
Well, I was thinking, Ian, and I mentioned it to you guys off the air, I think this just happened to coincide with the time that everybody was getting geared up or enacting the big Tea Party rallies. So here you got a guy who is being trampled upon by little or medium-sized Leviathan, the court system in the state of New Hampshire, and everybody's concentrating on all the things that are happening on the federal side. And, you know, rightly so, they're doing that, but this is all part and parcel to government itself, the system of government. Doesn't matter whether it's the federal government or the state governments, it still is destructive to personal liberty. And Sam's just a perfect example, and a shining star, too. Great guy.
All right, so I just wanted to encourage people to do that, and then there's a handful of other things of ideas for you over at freekeen.com. Look at the Sam jailed indefinitely update for a few other ideas as to what you can do to help Sam out, because we do want to get him out of jail, and we obviously he's not wanting to break. He is not wanting to give in to these people. He wants to go through and process through as John Doe, and they do not want that. So he needs as much support from us as he can possibly.
Well, get. They're clearly stopping for. One, to punish the man, why do they need his name? I don't see any reason for that. They're stopping the fact that that he deserves a speedy trial and he has the right to remain silent. Those are the things I'm told. It's my understanding you have the right to remain silent and you deserve a speedy trial. There's nowhere in there that if you choose to remain silent, you will be in prison for the rest of your life. I mean, that's a bunch of crap.
It's incredible. I mean, the man doesn't change if the name is different.
No,
so if they
he
want
still does
to,
his
they're,
time.
They're punishing him now. And that this somebody who's been in there 8 months, hasn't even had a trial? I mean, where are the attorneys getting in to represent these guys? These are the
not being paid.
Where's the ACLU for stuff like this?
It doesn't. It's you guys. If you don't have enough friends on the outside who know what they're doing, the ACLU's never even going to hear about
this.
That
is happening everywhere.
Yeah.
Every county across the country has the same issue. They can't. The ACLU cannot address that issue.
I think that one of the things that's going to come out of this when this is all done with, as far as just Sands part of this whole drama that we're seeing unfold here in New Hampshire, as these activists continue to pour in from across the country, I think one of the things you're going to see, and because I've heard other people have commented on this, they've said that essentially they want to start doing prisoner outreach. Going to spawn some sort of a prisoner outreach program to start getting the ideas of liberty into the jail cells of New Hampshire. And, of course, you're welcome to duplicate all of these ideas where you come from, but good luck finding the amount of activists you'll need to actually execute some of this stuff. So because we have so many activists here and more are moving all the time, more and more liberty outreach becomes possible. And so I think that'll be great. And, of course, then we can become more aware of all of these prisoners' stories and what's going on with them. Because our only contact with these guys has been when some of us have gone in. When I went in, I learned about the stories of the three guys that I was housed with when I was there for the weekend. Yeah. Sam's been there a week now, and he's had a chance to meet a number of these guys. And, you know, some of them made some mistakes. They might have done something violent, but he said that most of the guys in the violent side of the jail, in the maximum security lockup side, he says most of them are in for VOP.
Yeah.
Which means that they were in for a violent offense, did their time, were probationed out, and then, you know, got caught going too fast down the highway or whatever, VOP, you know, drug tested back in or whatever, and were locked back up into maximum, even though they didn't do anything to hurt somebody the second time.
Now, Ian, you mentioned that this has been covered by the Keene Sentinel, correct?
Two front page stories on the mass arrests here. One of them was on the mass arrests last week, and then Sunday morning was a front page story just kind of about Free Staters, which some people are very unhappy with, and that's a whole other issue.
Here.
I see. So they haven't specifically gotten into this case of a totally nonviolent man walking into the lobby of a courtroom.
Not particularly deep. They did mention it in the initial article. So the reporters are aware of him, and he's invited them to come speak to him. I'm not sure if they're going to take him up on that that invitation, which is why we need more independent media. We need more new media, more people coming to New Hampshire, getting active, creating more media, because we've got some stuff. We've got radio, television, and newsprint, but we need more of it, I think. And I think that's all coming, and you can be a part of it. So go to freestateproject.org. Check that out, and more Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley. I don't have to tell you there's an emergency in the Heartland, but my friends at Heartland Emergency can help. With collapsing banks, endless bailouts, unresponsive government, and a teetering economy, it's only a matter of time before the next crisis strikes closer to home, your home. The food supply hangs by a thread, and store shelves can quickly empty as these next months introduce the full impact of a world in chaos. HeartlandEmergency.com can help you prepare with Mountain House freeze-dried food. Developed for NASA using real meat, these made-in-America nutritious meals are equal to anything frozen, and with a 30-year shelf life, you will be comfortably prepared. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Storable food is the most important insurance you can have. Peace of mind knowing your family is not vulnerable has no price. Visit HeartlandEmergency.com or call 830-431-1776. Food solutions for our time? You cannot afford a surprise in the next crisis.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-605-4229 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-605-4229. That's 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N. Shentrition.com or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can dial in, bring up anything, 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See what it's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
There are lots of reasons you might want to hide valuables around your home. Asset forfeiture, bank failures, burglars, ex-spouses, housekeepers, your kids. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home, most with little or no modification. The guide contains detailed pictures to help you, and most of these little projects are under $50. It's StashYourSwag, S-W-A-G.com. And it's an ebook, and you can get it for under $7. And they had a little problem with their website, so we read this same commercial last week on Monday. Gotten it all fixed. You notice you haven't heard it until now.
Uh-huh.
It's all fixed. If you went there the first time, whatever the issues were, they're taken care of. And I hear the issues weren't great. Somehow they had been labeled as a bad site somewhere.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So stash your swag back.
Solved. That's good. All right. We continue here taking your phone calls, and we'll talk to Cliff in Florida. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live. Cliff in Florida going once. Cliff in Florida going twice. Hello. Cliff.
Hello.
There you are.
Yes, I am here.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was calling about Sam. I just wanted to say that this is actually a pretty good opportunity for people that work for the government in New Hampshire, you know, police officers or, you know, teachers, firefighters, to actually contact this judge and say, hey, you know what? You know, we work in the same system as you, and what you're doing is wrong. I think it's good, you know, when people on the inside, you know, if they say that they're, you know, they actually really do care about the Constitution, or they want to follow the Constitution, they themselves should be, you know, letting their peers know that what they're doing is wrong. You got to call them out.
It seems like many of them are too interested in that. I was talking with a police lieutenant on the phone. Mark, you hosted a local talk show here in the Keene area. You were co-hosting it over the weekend. It's called Talkback. We actually stream it live when it happens on our Free Talk Live streams at 9 to 12 in the morning Eastern Time on Saturday mornings. Anyway, you were co-hosting this particular show, and they had a police lieutenant in there, and I called to ask this guy, well, to basically talk to him about enforcing the law, and asked him, you know, what laws does he have to enforce as a police officer? He said, well, I have to enforce any law, you know, any lawful order, I have to follow it. And I said, well, what isn't a lawful order? How can you determine what a lawful order is?
I knows him when I hears him.
That's pretty much, right. You know, was the answer. I mean, like, he doesn't, right. How could he know what all the laws are? It's not humanly possible to know all that. And I said, well, is it a lawful order if it violates the Constitution?
Well said.
And he doesn't really seem to be too concerned about what the Constitution says. He just seems to be more concerned about following the orders he's given. So I agree with you, Cliff. It would be great if there were government bureaucrats like that out there. But most of the ones that that I've met that have similar beliefs are frightened to talk about their beliefs with their coworkers.
Yeah, last thing I wanted to say was just, you know, if they call themselves public servants, it's a dang shame. It's a real shame.
Well, they're serving themselves with our tax dollars. Thanks for the call, Cliff. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, there are some of the government bureaucrats that have gotten so fed up with the system that they just don't care anymore, and they are willing to speak out. We've seen, obviously, the law enforcement against prohibition members. Those are mostly retired cops, so they don't really have an iron in the fire, so to speak. Mm-hmm. They're not really risking anything by speaking out against prohibition, whereas somebody who's currently on a squad, on a police squad somewhere, is risking political retaliation if he speaks out against the current policy. So they really have to get over this hump of not caring about what the consequences are. Like, if they're concerned with, you know, being forced to do the overnight shift or being, you know, having their hours cut or not getting overtime or whatever the political consequences will be for them supporting liberty and withdrawing their support from the authoritarian state, they really have to get over that hump. And most of them just aren't there yet because they are scared about losing their paycheck.
It's an issue that I wouldn't count on people that work for the government at all. The only thing that you can count on them for is perhaps a certain amount of leniency when they have the ability to give it, and that's great. I'll take it.
Yeah.
But you can't. You simply can't. First off, the justifications that one will go through when one is getting a paycheck. You know, mm-hmm. A socialist isn't going to walk in here, and I don't care how persuasive that person's arguments are, and convert me. I make my money off of being a libertarian. It doesn't matter whether the. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, plus, hopefully, once you've accepted the non-aggression principle, you couldn't possibly go back.
I'm assuming that the two philosophies are equal, or even that socialism's a better philosophy. You can't convince me because I am economically incentivized
to it, yes.
Not to be incentivized.
You can't rationalize it away. And you know, it's interesting because the two are not mutually exclusive. Clearly, for many of the police officers who are out there, many of them do think they're doing right for the community. They're upholding the law. And they're deriving a paycheck from doing what they think is helping their immediate community. But when it comes right down to it, that pressure, that monetary pressure that you brought up, Ian, is the sort of thing that you've got to get them to wake up. You know, you're absolutely right. The LEAP guys are mostly retired law enforcement guys. They've got nothing to risk now. Yep. Exactly. And all the other guys, if they see that something's wrong, if they can recognize, hey, you know, this isn't helping my community. This is destructive. This is hurting people who aren't hurting anybody in any way whatsoever. If you can get them to wake up to that, they still have to get over the fact that if they speak out, those political pressures, those monetary pressures are going to hurt them.
And it's even more difficult for them if they've built a family around that career. I mean, if they've been in that government career for years and they've got a wife and kids, and that's helping pay to put the kids through college and help them put food on the table. I mean, if it's just you all by yourself, it'd be a little bit easier to step out of bounds, so to speak. But if you've got other people that are counting on you to make a living to help support and feed them, then it makes it even less likely that they're going to step out of line and speak out against this tyranny.
And you know, I was speaking with Anthony Gregory a while back, and he was talking
from
about...
From LouRockwell.com?
Yeah, absolutely. Genius, brilliant man. And he was talking about paying taxes and saying, look, some people do recognize that their taxes are going to pay to kill people overseas and to harm people in this United States of America enclave that we have. And I think on a local level, we recognize that this monetary pressure that is put on the police officers is, in a way, funded
through our acquiescence if we are paying our taxes? And sure. At what point do we say, you know what, step back and try in every way possible not to fund that machine?
Speak out of your home.
It's very, very hard.
I am forced to fund my own oppression and the oppression of my friends. My friend Sam, our co-host on this show, is behind bars, and I'm paying for it.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Well, there's always buying an RV.
If I stop paying for it, then they're going to throw my family and I out of my home that I thought I owned. They're going to send men with guns calling themselves the sheriff to my home and throw me and my family out of it if I say, you know what, I don't want to pay to have peaceful people like Sam and a whole bunch of the other guys that are in that same jail imprisoned for any amount of time. I don't want to pay for it, and I'm done with it. I don't want to pay for this government indoctrination system that is like 60% of the tax bill that I pay here in New Hampshire.
The education indoctrination.
I do not support this government, this pro-state indoctrination system, but I'm forced to pay for it. And if I don't want to pay for it, look, I have no problem paying for plowing the streets. Got no problem paying to keep the traffic lights operational. Got no problem with any of that stuff. But the stuff I do have a problem with, too flipping bad, Ian. You got to pay for it or your family will suffer.
Yeah,
and the same thing applies to everyone else.
That really tosses the artifice off this whole neoconservative concept of you voluntarily give up a little liberty for the sake of some protection of your liberties.
What? Well, they take a little bit at a time. I don't know that I ever got an opportunity to voluntarily give up anything.
Yeah, what are they talking about?
I was raised in a world that had X amount of liberty. That liberty has decreased for me. I mean, liberty has changed for different people throughout American history, but the government has gotten bigger and bigger, and inexorably, it will crush itself under its own weight. I don't know who it's going to take with it.
Yeah, and you know, something that I've thought about, when people were doing these tax day protests, they varied in city to city. We've already spoken how awesome the one that Jason Osborne, Sharon Osborne organized,
from SACL.
Defiance, from SACL, that they put together. But some of them, everybody, you know, they're all talking about liberty, and this sort of thing.
Mm.
But
were they really?
Well, it's interesting. I think many of the people who were at the protests do believe in liberty, maybe not to the true libertarian sense, the anarchist sense that we do, the free market sense. But I'm afraid that in schools, they teach kids in the government schools that liberty just meant just having the government that you want, not the British government.
We can come back and talk more about the tax day tea party things, because I actually have a story about that as well. But your calls are the primary element. We'll continue with those here in moments. Hour 3 is coming up, 800-259-9233.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.